We in a building.
Is with
the Rational Ignorance Podcast. 75% strength today.
25 years later.
All right. Welcome back, the Rational Ignorance Podcast.
We back.
You know what I'm saying? We got K-Dub in the building.
You know.
We got Lataja in the building. I'm in the building. E, he missing an action today.
He's using his PTO again.
All right. Hey. Go Kings.
You only got 8 hours left.
No. All right. Don't use it all up at once, buddy. How y'all feeling today?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. I had a long work week. So today, I went to work for like an hour and I was like, bruh.
You get to just leave whenever?
I put in the time. I work like 7 days last.
I wouldn't.
Look, I was at work, left, went to my sister's birthday dinner, went back to work till 12 at night. Then on Saturday, I went back from 4 till 9 or 10.
Damn.
Yeah, then Sunday, I did some shit, but from home. So yesterday, you know, we wrapped up tax season. So I really could have just not went today, but it's payroll week too. So
yeah,
I was like, fuck it, let me go do some shit.
So how many hours did you clock in for?
We
or
gonna,
you don't want to disclose that.
We gonna count. Yeah, I'd rather not.
Man, how many hours your ass work, bro?
What, today?
On paper.
Yes, last week, man.
A lot.
Hey, look, me, I worked like 55 hours last week.
Fuck no. You can't pay me enough to work more than 40 hours.
I probably did around that, though.
For real?
Because, I mean, during the day, I was staying later. Except Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tuesday, they know, bro. Tuesday, I'm not doing no extra time. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How your weekend go? Taja.
What did I do? Oh, I had the kids this weekend.
Okay.
It was a good weekend. Went to a birthday party. Just doing mom things. Nagging.
There you go.
But, yeah, I feel like today it was just like, I had a good work week.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I like my job.
That's good. That's good. That's positive.
Yeah.
Hell the right
yeah.
direction. Yeah. We love that for you.
Thanks.
What about you, bro?
It's been an interesting weekend, you know what I'm saying?
Like work weekend?
Nah, just life.
What happened this weekend?
I know, this nigga, yeah.
Just life. It's funny.
We want to know.
Interesting, like, you know, well, I guess if it's interesting, it's interesting.
You this has been an interesting weekend. Yeah.
Anything you want to share?
Nah. It's just funny.
I haven't had nothing interesting happening like to me lately.
One day.
Maybe I need to start going back on dates.
Right? I mean, like you.
I don't want to.
Why? I mean, look.
I don't want to sit there and, how many siblings do you have? What's your favorite color? Do you like cheese on your tacos? Like, I just don't give a fuck.
Eventually, you're going to have to.
I just, right now, I do not care.
I feel you.
Like, I'm kind of like, never mind.
I know, eventually, I'm gonna do that, but yeah, I'm not.
I feel like I might just, that. I don't know.
You might just what?
It's not even nothing to be laughing about. I don't know. Maybe I just might just fuck with somebody I used to fuck with.
Double back type shit. Safe route sometimes.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, but like he's never done nothing to me that being like you had me fucked up.
Oh, okay. But and you haven't done nothing to them that they.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's always open. You feel me?
Yeah, if you didn't have me fucked up, we could talk about some things. Well, I don't know.
I feel it.
I say this.
It's just a thought right now.
Just make sure they treat you like somebody, all
right? Period.
That's all I know. That's all I know. This shit went diamond in the trenches.
This is Tink, right?
I feel like this is a hood class, you know? It don't get enough recognition.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man. Somebody real, hard
you. Someone who knows all of your flaws, yeah. Doesn't impose, try to control them. Let you be free, doesn't deceive. They give you a chance
to kind of believe, raps too, right?
Even something. Is that too much? I've been on a search and I'm losing my hope. Is that too much? Is that too much? So cold, oh, is that too much? Just want an answer. I can't be the only one. Is that too much? Ain't gotta be perfect. Just give me a purpose to love. I just want somebody, somebody. To treat me like somebody, somebody. Won't be like everybody, everybody.
It's a banger. That's a banger, bro.
That might be top five for me past decade.
Is yeah, that even I love old music.
I know that shit old music at this point. That's crazy.
It is. It came out like what? MySpace? 2013. Was it MySpace? No. I'm tripping.
Yeah, it ain't that old.
Yeah, I'm like, damn,
I'm thinking about Tynesha Kelly.
I don't even know.
Y'all know that?
Nah. Yeah, I'm like, damn.
From them days, the people I remember is like G Austin, like My Drug and shit like that.
Yeah, that went platinum.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But man, we are back.
Yo, we are, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? It's lit out here. Drake throwing shots. Rick Ross replying within an hour. Academics getting all the tea. Lataja don't like that.
Sit his fat ass down. No, I'm just playing.
No, you ain't lying. You are not lying. That's a fact.
I don't even know what he's doing. I don't pay attention to Ack.
Yeah, he talking to Drake. It's like, well, Drake talking to a few people. You know what I mean? Like,
so is it everybody versus Drake right now?
Shit, damn near.
It feels like it. Yeah, nobody other than Birdman.
Yeah, ain't like, nobody really.
Side with, you know.
I'm still fucking with Drake.
Yeah, I mean.
Only because I really genuinely listen to his music. I know a lot of Drake music. I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, I feel like, a lot of women.
Yeah.
They're going to be on Drake's side. So, what happened was, so what day did he end up dropping?
He didn't even drop it. He leaked it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a question about that. Is that a real leak or is that an AI? Because I seen you say something like, I hope it ain't no AI.
No, it's real.
So, but then why hasn't he like posted it on his stuff? Like, reposted it, something?
So, I think
people scared. I think.
Like, he just going to have that leaked and not say nothing?
So, this is how I describe it, right? Like, I heard people, like, talking about it in boxing terms. And to me, it feels like this is, like, a big-time boxing match where they in the first round and everybody's scared. They just timid. They scared to throw the first punch between him and Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say he threw the first punch on like that.
Well, okay, I could say Kendrick threw a jab.
Yeah, he jabbing though. But ain't nobody willing to throw a big punch though.
I feel like Drake threw a big punch though.
But why he ain't standing on it?
He's not really standing on it.
And that's so. I have a theory behind that. I feel like he don't want to make, because you know, like Drake fan base is so like mixed, right?
Yeah.
Like he got the Hotline Blink fans, like. And I be hate when they jump into shit.
We're going to talk about that.
I be hate when they jump into shit like this because they just be saying shit that is not hip-hop. You feel me? They might be saying niggas is going too far for bringing up this, bringing up that.
They're more pop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's why I was like, the leak, it only allows, like, you know, people who really into this shit to, like, tap in.
So don't forget that point about him. Weaponizing his his fan base.
Facts
about the shit he said.
Yeah, because
that
I
was
know.
Some real bullshit he did.
He was. We're gonna get to
I
that.
I don't respect that shit at all.
Like, so that's why, because at first I was like, bro, if you're gonna drop the diss, like stand on it, because that shit was hella confusing at first. Everybody like, bro, is this shit? Yeah, but then you like, nah, hearing it, I'm like, ain't no way. Because I'm like,
if AI making shit like this. Just making shit. And you're just like, hold on.
I'm like, if they doing this, we fucked, bro.
But they had that. They did have that song from Drake and somebody else, I think, right? Where this shit sounded real, but it was AI.
Nah, for sure. It do. Like, and I mean, yeah, because I mean, the voice sound the same. But it's just the context is where I was like, nah, this got to be real. You feel me? Because I'm like, damn.
Question. Because I'm just so out the loop. Is J. Cole beefing with Drake, too?
No.
Nah, but...
He was on they second project, though.
Okay, so my Metro son... Boomin. Why does my son know about this beef?
Oh, damn, he tapped in. Okay.
He's like, Mom, you know, J. Cole
that's
and,
what's up.
And Kendrick Lamar and all them are beefing. I'm like, what? So he put on a song. I don't even know what song this is, but...
Look
but
at him.
J. Cole, or I don't know if it was Kendrick, or J. Cole said something like... he was saying the alphabet, and he was like, I don't know what L is. I don't take the... Or he said something, I don't know. L, I don't know.
That sound like Drake shit, right?
It was a song. And then Cameron goes, you know why he said he don't know what L is? Because he's never took those. And I was like.
No, I think he said, that sound like a lyric said, Drake
just
said.
That's what he was saying. And I'm just looking at him like, how the fuck?
That's funny.
That's what they talking about in the third grade.
That's crazy. Because they saying everybody is talking about this
that's
shit.
What they
him,
talking
huh?
about on the playground. Fuck the monkey bars.
That's what's up, though. Hey, shit changed. You feel me? But nah, I don't think this, and it's the thing about Cole, man. Cole, I feel like Cole just don't want problems with anybody. He just want to rap.
He just
want
to be peaceful and do music.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And that's the other problem with like rap fans, like when what Cole said on that first person shooter, like you know I'm Muhammad Ali or this shit, bro. Like it's okay to say that. Like why? I mean, okay, I get it. If you say that, then. Back it up, I guess.
You gotta stand on it. You gotta stand on the shit you say.
But I feel like he has, though.
But he hasn't. He threw a diss record out there.
He gotta be on a diss, bro.
He threw a diss record out there and didn't stand on the shit.
I know that I can't defend Cole on that.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we ain't gonna go back to that. We talked about it last week, but yeah. Come on, he ain't standing on the shit.
I just don't like the Drake leak, and he ain't. Really
saying nothing about it, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, and the thing is, it could be one of those things like, okay, he supposedly sent it to Axe and it came out through Axe.
So
Axe is saying
Axe
it's true.
Cool with Drake?
Yeah.
So Axe said he leaked it?
He premiered it on his live stream.
No. So look, the leak came out online.
Oh, okay.
Because Axe had like the CD quality. Because that's why I was like, hold on, what Drake doing? He checking if people fuck with it. Then that's another thing that I thought. I'm like,
I thought he was gonna have a post on his page or the story or something.
Yeah, because you know that because he did like you know when him and Meek was going at it, he was like he was posting the link on his
right.
You know on his so he was like this a fact. But on this one, I was like, nah, I think he's just checking like, do they fuck with it? Then now he like, oh, we gonna even put the real CD quality. You know what I'm saying? That sounded better because when I first heard that, I was like, okay, this shit sound cool, but I'm like, damn, the production is not that good. But then
what do you mean?
Like he sounds.
Is it just the sound, the quality?
He
sound,
yeah. He doesn't sound like super mixed well enough. You know what I mean?
So what do you think of the actual diss though? Like what he's saying?
It's cool. Like
the little community gonna come for him.
Why? What did he say? I should have listened to.
He used the wrong word.
He said.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they ain't came for him yet.
I mean,
Drake is Teflon when it comes to shit like this.
That's
bro.
Crazy, right?
That's the thing.
People are so fucking sensitive. I don't got time.
Now that be, but you see, yeah, because we don't want that type of shit to be in this. And again, back to some of the shit Drake said, it's like that be the problem. Like, bro, don't make this like a whole. Don't broadcast this to everybody, because you know what I mean. The fan base.
Let's talk about the diss first. Let's talk about the diss first.
Okay, the diss.
So what all did he say? So he dissed. So he was talking about Kendrick Lamar. He said he only wear like a size 7.
Are you big stepping?
Yeah, in size 7.
Yeah, because, you know, he's on Play of Words on his last album.
Yeah, in your size 7 shoe. He said basically you got an ass top to do whatever you do.
Yeah, he was like when Top called with the Maroon 5 and something for the Swifties.
Yeah.
Like... You know what I'm saying?
Who was he talking to?
Kendrick, because Kendrick did a song with Maroon 5 and Taylor Swift.
He was on a remix for Bad Blood.
Yeah, so he was like, so basically I guess Kendrick's deal is 50. Like, he got to share 50% with Top Dog.
But people had the receipts on that whole, like, Drake saying that shit, because Drake had the whole, he had like an Apple a Beats commercial or something where he was singing the Taylor Swift song.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Where he's in the gym.
When he that commercial was kind of sus,
bad
right?
Bad blood, yeah.
Because he's like, he got big buff bruh behind him and shit.
Yeah.
We're like, I've never seen that.
You ain't. You have to see it.
It sounds crazy how Carrie just said it.
Bruh, what?
He's spotting him, bruh.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
But nah, on, nah.
He's spotting him on the bench press.
We know shirt, bruh. He look because how
come
they got
on,
it.
They in the gym, bro.
You right. He is spotting him.
He's trying to make it sound crazy.
I'm like, what is going on in this commercial?
Nah, bit. Watch. Even the picture they going to have. Oh, nah, yeah, you right. You don't. Look. Look.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, yo, he look a little. Yeah,
they didn't have to have him like that.
They tried to make it a play like that, but.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, bro.
See, now, if I was petty, I could have used that as my cover.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this whole, because I didn't even forgot he was doing dumb bit. Like, he actually sitting up. You feel me? So.
Okay, so who did he all diss? So, he dissed Kendrick Lamar.
He dissed Travis.
Yeah, they saying that. Potentially, they saying something about.
It's weird because he kind of giving props, too.
Yeah, when it came, when he said, oh, he's the top three. Not Kendrick type shit.
Who did he say? He gave number ones to
Ross.
Oh,
damn near, yeah,
he was, damn near everybody.
Yeah, he was damn near everybody,
and he ain't lying
because he told Kendrick that. Oh, nah, he was telling Future that. Yeah, because yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying.
What I thought. That shit applies to all of them.
Yeah,
it does.
You know
does.
What I'm saying?
It applies to every rapper in the game, damn near.
Yeah,
it's a Drake stimulus package.
Facts.
He got a point with that, but I mean. Just because you do that don't mean that erase any of the flaws shit you do.
And we got to keep it real with that, too, though. Like, I forgot who brought it up, bro. People got to stop acting like Drake didn't benefit from this people's cosign. Because that definitely gave him, like, it's like, yeah, we give you that street credibility and you give us that commercial sector, like, you know, not look. You know
the
what I mean?
Stuff,
yeah, you know?
Especially with Future, I feel like.
I feel like Future's just that whole new wave.
Especially after that time with the ghostwriting shit.
Right.
They dropped
that
album together.
Yeah, and that has some bangers on it. But it's the thing about Future, though. Like, rapping-wise, bro, I don't expect Future to spar with Drake. Like,
I don't understand why they're beefing. I thought they were, like, best friends.
Well, I was just watching a video when we was, you know, setting up and shit. And they were talking about it maybe had something to do with the Tim's Wait For You record and, like, Future's label not being able to clear it, but Drake being able to clear it, but he had to be on the song for it to be cleared.
Hold on, what?
I don't know. I just seen Joe Budden and them talking about it.
Hold on. So, because, I mean, shit, if, hold on, Future and them couldn't clear it? I mean, eventually they cleared
it.
It
was Tim's, Drake, and Future. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's on Future's album. Future song.
Yeah, it's Future song.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I thought that was Tim's song.
No. Where they use Tim's.
Her the hook is her.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Her song.
Okay. I thought it was her song. I didn't know it was on the See, I don't even listen to Future like that. Like I know Future songs, but I don't just like play him on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so what song was that of Tim's? I forget. It was like a
Yeah, he definitely wasn't. He didn't
It
do
was it. A sample of
he
her
was.
It was a sample of her voice. It wasn't even actually her.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, what you mean?
I like that song.
It wasn't actually her. It was a sample of a song she had.
Yeah. Oh, you saying like she didn't actually sing on? Yeah, right. Because even I remember even Future saying like, because first I guess it was they didn't even want to put featuring Tim's on there, but he was like, nah, I end up just doing that. Just you know what I mean? Like,
the wave at that point.
Right. And that shit, I mean, without her, bro, that song ain't. Yeah. You know what I mean? It ain't all that.
Definitely not.
Right. So he was only right. And that shit won a Grammy, didn't it?
I think so. Deservedly so. But, yeah, I mean, he gave number ones to a lot of people. Pretty much everybody in the rap game.
Yeah, so he said Kendrick 5'7". Oh, short. He ain't snatching no chains.
Yeah.
He wears size 7. He ain't big stepping.
Yeah. Said it sounded different. He got to pay all his money to his label or whatever.
Say the way them splits.
But if he's splitting it 50-50,
that's good, actually.
I'm like, that ain't bad.
Yeah, bro. But still, though, like 50-50 for Kendrick, bro, that's kind of crazy.
That's wild.
Because he's bro, Kendrick making dough, bro.
Yeah, but 50-50, like, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty good.
But I mean that shit kind of don't matter that much.
50-50 when you're the actual talent.
Yeah, but they did put a lot of back end to start think, off.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These is hood and these is hood dudes too.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, bro, you,
behind them and put the money.
I just can't
them.
Imagine somebody getting 50% of my work. Like, but yes, of, you. I get like there's a work ethic that goes behind it, yeah. Like producers and writers and whatever.
And the money they put behind you too.
That's true.
As yeah. you grew, as you came up, and you didn't have the funds.
That means he well, I don't know. Maybe he should grow and evolve and.
And yeah, that's what he's doing. He got his own. He not with Top Dog. He not with TDE no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now he has his own label, PD right. Lane or whatever.
Yeah. So
under that, Interscope still, I think though.
Right. Right.
And that's the other thing he said. You in the scope now? Some shit like that. Drake said.
Yeah. Some aftermath or some shit.
Yeah.
Then I think the shot he was like when he was like, "Yo, a turn at the what you call it?"
Yeah.
Was it Coachella?
Yeah,
Rolling
might,
Loud
might be different if your
baby mom BM start kissing and telling or some shit, yeah. Right? People were saying Sierra.
Who was he talking about?
I thought he was Travis.
Now that I think I seen it was Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, because I was because people was posting because
now he's beefing with Travis too.
I mean, because Travis is on the stage saying, play that.
Yeah.
Because Travis was the one telling them, like, that play original, that diss.
Okay. That original song. Like that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why he was like, seeing y'all at Rolling Loud, y'all were turned for real. At least and
y'all was saying that shit was dying out. Shit's still number one.
Bruh, I've been listening to that. Bruh, that song, the beat too hard, bro. I fuck with it. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is tough.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it ain't going to rock out there. In the summertime, like, get it sexy, but...
No.
It is sexy.
It is not. That shit is tough, though, bruh. So, who else? Then Ross.
How did Ross get in it?
Because he want to post a video playing it in the Maybach.
He unfollowed him.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Like, who called him? Like, he was out doing Wingstop. Like, who called him?
No. So, I guess this new information...
I ate 5 wings. Shout out Wingstop.
I fuck with
Wingstop
both of them.
My shit. They raggedy over there.
Nah, but so I guess Drake sent French Montana season desist.
Yeah, for the song.
For a song that was supposed to be on his album, on French Montana's album, right?
Yep.
And you know, like French and Ross are cool. But Ross always just stand on, he always just do that. He gonna stand with his friend. Like,
why is Drake doing this?
I don't know. I don't know what that's about. Cause damn,
must be doing a lot of fuck shit.
He just like everybody's getting it. The fuck?
Nah, but I'm like, yeah, that shit.
Everybody got me fucked up.
Cause bro, him and French do another person. He done gave a lot of bangers to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And cause them do be French song. Nah, French had a little wave too though.
He did.
Yeah, so you know what I mean.
The most notable French Montana songs for me don't involve Drake.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I'm
saying he had his little wave of for himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Cause Stay Scheming, I mean, bro, that's a big song for him.
Well, when I think of French, When I think of French, I think of Ain't Worried About Nothing. I think of Unforgettable. But I mean Pop That, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean Shamfo, that's his big that's his biggest song. And that shit went crazy.
Yeah. Ain't Worried About Nothing. Maybe that's just cause that's my favorite French song.
Drake can't end up jumping on that? Pause.
He might have did a
remix or something.
Yeah,
because I'm like, you sound like Drake was on that. But yeah, so I guess that's how Ross got involved. Then
Ross's baby mom getting on my nerves.
Oh yeah, I'm tired of her too.
But that's not the one that originally Drake had brung on the tour.
No.
That was his ex girl.
From like a month ago.
But yeah, the Tia Kemp.
She's getting on my nerves.
She's annoying.
She is. And she going to be this way till I don't know. She just.
Where does she come from?
She doing that whole shit that, what's the old girl? Kia.
Yeah. Now,
doing that shit she doing.
Kia. 50 Cent Kia, my neck.
My back. My neck. How does she go?
My neck. My back.
I know that song, but what was she doing?
She just be, she be yapping like that.
She was doing a lot of internet shit. Uh-huh. Like, she was doing like a whole little.
You said, where did she come from? She was the one when 50 Cent and Rick Ross was beefing. 50 went and got her
and took her on the cover,
all that shit. That's
but
her.
Like, I feel like recently she just keeps popping up and shit.
Oh, because the child support ran out.
okay.
Yeah, she was beefing with his daughter and everything too.
How old is this his first baby mom?
He got to be, because his son is like 19. She's okay. In college.
Okay.
And I guess he goes to, so his son goes to their son goes to HBCU that's kind of struggling. And that's what she's like, nigga, you got millions, you buying jets, go donate to that school. Like, yeah,
stop telling people how to spend their money.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? But that's why she be on Ross about anything. Like, and she be going, like, if people say, yo, you fuck that nigga when he...
Like, that fat, nasty motherfucker. Yeah, I'm like, you had a baby with him.
Yeah, it's like, she be trying to act like, bro, we don't care. Yeah, that's,
we don't care.
You know what I mean? So... Drake and Ross going at it because of that. But yeah, because Ross unfollowed Drake, then posted Bobby to the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, he was just like, what'd he say about Ross?
Why is he like,
oh, you like 50? He basically is like, you like 50, don't make me cuffer like Ricky. Some shit like that.
Yeah, say something, yeah.
You know, it was cool. But it's like,
okay, so. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I don't think he had enough time to diss ASAP Rocky yet.
Oh, Lord. Why is everybody beefing? I ain't going to lie. ASAP shit. Added to the beef.
I'm not with ASAP on that, though, bro.
Why?
Nigga, you cannot know, bro. You can't say that.
I don't give a fuck about that. Now, you got to defend your son. Bro, talk reckless about your woman, your queen, your baby mama.
He said something about Riri?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Trash.
Ugh.
Well, nah, no, nigga, don't say. Didn't. Nah, I mean, yeah, okay, I guess you did. Said? Man, he said his sex was and all that.
Drake.
I guess same shit.
Yeah, how we speak, maybe not how Drake speaks.
Not Riri.
Because he be calling people racist and shit.
So, okay, so that's, so, you, basically, what ASAP said is like.
I fucked your baby mom about?
First of all, your baby mom's mad.
But you see, they both hit, though. That's what I'm like.
But he just saying, he said, I hit it first. Like, bro, you talking about, say, he's talking all this shit about my baby mom, bro. Like, I hit your baby mom too, bro. Shut up.
Yeah, who said that?
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he did?
Because I guess the rumor.
He was on this most recent Metro.
Yeah, he was on it.
They just dropped a whole nother.
We don't trust you. We still don't trust you.
Too many of them fighting. I can't keep up.
Yeah. So he basically was like, your son, because I guess it's rumor that he was a threesome or some shit.
That, not the French woman.
Yeah, and I
she
I
get, looks so classy.
You ain't seen the videos we seen.
Obviously not. I need to see the videos.
Nah, but yeah, I guess they both hit him. But
she Drake wasn't doing nothing. No, doing like softcore shit.
Nah, he was. But I'm just saying because you know how she say she looks so classy.
Oh,
nah, from this shit you see, you like nah. I can see how you know she with the shit.
Softcore shit doing be and look classy.
Nah, but
she just looks so elegant. Like, unless you with the do that,
you with the shit for sure. You do that though. You post the shit. She was posting.
You got an ass like that. You with the shit.
Good chances, nah. But yeah, so I guess they were saying some shit that they both might have been hearing at the same time or something like that. And but Drake kind of just a goofy who got her pregnant is kind of what they were saying,
right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I get it. He could get that off, but it's like. Drake could say the same thing about ASAP too, though. Like,
right.
Okay, so then now let's go to, so then Rick Ross comes back, not too long, like what, a couple hours?
Yeah, a couple hours. That shit was crazy.
He sends his diss track, so.
He said, let me go get in the stew.
So yeah, bro. He sends his diss track to Academics. Academics introduces it live on his.
Oh, for real? Screen. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
So I think he just the shit right now, huh?
Hey, he had a big day.
He
had a big day.
That's crazy, though.
Okay.
So, you know,
he had his moment. Like, so.
Yeah, I heard his live stream was popping. I didn't want to go to his live stream because I know he a Drake dick rider. So I'm like, bro, hearing this. And then streamers be screaming too much, bro.
Why do they scream?
Oh, like.
I be doing that, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I try to go watch, bro. I'm like, bro, I fuck with you, but nigga, I cannot watch this shit, my nigga.
That's what he did on Space we're all on space and he came in space just screaming. I'm like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that should be too
it's
much.
Just the way they entertain.
Yeah, I mean,
I understand. He is very animated. He's very entertaining, though.
He is.
I can't be having the volume up loud when I'm watching him. That shit will screech my ears.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because I be having, like, my headphones.
Right.
Like, come on, man. So, yeah, Raw shit. And, you know, Ross, what he was saying. He was saying that... I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't listened to the whole. I don't think I listened to the whole Ross disc.
So yeah, Ross shit. It sounded cool.
Yeah, he do sound good. Like, bro, Ross production gonna always be on point.
I don't remember all the exact disses he had in there. He talked about Drake having a BBL nose.
Damn.
Yeah.
It looked a little funny. It do look a little funny.
He do, but part
it
of
looks
it
looks the same to me.
Some. But
people
it's like
grow.
People.
These are pictures from when he was in Degrassi. Like,
nah, that was a reach.
Yeah,
I've
seen the old video of him getting shot. Like, that was crazy, bro. Like, just watching.
Like, he lost weight. Like watching, his face changed.
Watching Drake sit there and get shot by the dude. That was nuts.
But I never seen. I was not a Degrassi.
Oh, you ain't never seen it?
I mean, I seen that clip for sure, but I never really watched the show though.
Oh, that shit was just funny. Like, corny. Drake was really on Degrassi.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, and, you know, of course, like, Ross.
You could tell a nose. I know a nose job nose. That ain't a nose job nose.
Then Ross kept on calling him white boy.
Yeah.
He kept calling him white
boy. And that's what I guess, that's what, because first, Drake posted the, you know, Drake ended up posting the text between him and his mom.
Well, he called him white boy in the tone.
I know.
Yeah.
But then Drake posts
the message.
Yeah. And his mom is like,
you got a nose job?
Yeah, like, whatever.
Why you didn't take me? Yeah. Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. Nah, I ain't gonna say. But,
you need a nose job?
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna talk about moms. You feel me? But,
wanna talk about mama?
But see, I was like, oh, that's, you know, but that's what that, that's, you know, that's what Drake mom was saying. Then Drake ended up saying, like, he's being racist.
What?
That was crazy, Drake.
This
like,
is too much.
That's the shit niggas don't like in hip hop, bro. You
like
can't say
that. Somebody said, bro, that's exactly what a white boy would say. Like, bro, what the fuck is you talking about, bro?
And it was,
I don't ever want to hear you say.
I honestly don't even think that he's serious. I think he's trolling.
I know, but.
And that's the problem, though. That's the biggest issue, I feel like, is that he's trolling. He's weaponizing his fan base.
Right. Cause
how is that weaponizing his fan base?
Nah, because you see, because like we said, a whole bunch of people listen to Drake. So, like, the middle-aged white lady who fuck with Drake because of Hotline Bling or some other shit.
Oh.
They going to see that
they're
shit.
They're going to be like Ross.
Yeah, they going to be like, this how they going to know Ross, because they probably don't even know who Rick Ross is.
Yeah.
Because, like, his mom.
Rick Ross, he's been around for a long time.
He is, but it's some people who don't, bruh.
Nah, that's fact.
You know what I mean? Like,
he ain't big as Drake.
Yeah, and like, you'd be surprised, just kind of like, you know, when the whole shit happened with like Meek and Vanessa Bryant, she ain't know who Meek Mill was. You know what I'm saying?
That's just crazy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Some people really being a little, you know, especially older people like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
but then you could
I
get
feel like
you,
they know of.
You could get into a credence about what that says about her though.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
And what people have said since his passing.
Yeah.
About her.
Yeah, but bro, you could just tell shit like, I mean, that to me, that's not like, I agree. Some people are just not tuned in to culture,
bro,
like that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not feasible for somebody not to know Meek Mill, but it's like, come on.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Your kids are black. Your husband is black. Like, I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, they're from Philly, like Kobe.
Yeah.
You're in the same kind of industry, so.
Right, but that's
somebody,
what I'm
saying. He was dating Nicki Minaj. Like,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, but you see, it's not even that, bro. Like, so many, like, bro, you'd be surprised. A lot of people from the culture don't be knowing these people. Because, like, so many times you'd be like, I didn't even know so-and-so until they started dating. You'd be like, damn, for real? Like, that's the only way you know this person? Know what I mean? So, back to Ross. Like, what Drake said, yeah, some of his fan base might be like, that's... Because now they probably in the Ross comments. You know how they be, bro.
Yeah, saying he racist.
Yeah, like... so, that... I ain't like that. Like, bro, keep it funny how you keeping it funny right now. You know what I'm saying?
And but see, that's, and it leads to the biggest issue that a lot of people have with Drake is that that's who he tends to be. Somebody that doesn't really stand on black issues, doesn't stand and really represent the black community a lot of times.
Yeah.
But
because who's gonna say that? Would you ever say that? Would you ever say that to somebody?
That they was racist?
Like up another black person?
No.
Like that's
crazy. If I'm arguing with you and I'm just like, is he saying he's racist for calling him a white boy?
Nah, like I don't think you could say that. But he gotta at least have.
Can you?
I would never say that.
It can't
bro.
Be right, like a. I don't know. It just.
Oh, that's another tough conversation.
Like, it is.
I get what you're saying. You're saying like you black people can't be racist.
Yeah, not towards like white people especially. Like,
I
feel like you can be. What's the word I'm looking for? Prejudice. Yeah,
I think it's the same shit.
But I don't.
Because, I mean, if a white person is prejudiced, because that's when we tend to call racism anyway.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
That does make sense. But technically, like, it is racist, I guess.
Yeah, because if you do it based on...
But it's like...
If you do something based on race...
Him calling him a white boy is not right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's racist either, because it's like, you have a white mom. Like,
and that's not even racist.
And like, he's fucking joking around, right. too. He's just like...
I wouldn't take it that deep. Especially, it's like, I can't get mad at somebody like this white girl, like, okay, I have a white mom. I'm not fully white. I don't...
It's like a corny, it's a low, you
cannot make me mad by saying that because it's like I have a white mom
people do that same like yeah, come on people do the like, same shit to be playing around bro or people that don't like, know me they might say like bro I'm like I just laugh like all right
yeah
like, I'm not gonna say know, just,
I'm not gonna be like you're a fucking racist
and dude. that's what I expected because that's it's like a wag joke to be because yeah, I was like Ross, bro, come on, that ain't even
white boy.
Yeah. So, but it's you like okay, it's funny.
But it's funny how he was saying
exactly
it,
the way Ross does.
It. It's on the surface. I wouldn't have said
the racist.
That's why I was surprised. I'm like, hold on, Drake. If you really, because a lot of people's like, nah, Drake ain't really text his mom. He like he actually made you know he
like,
texted
like he
himself.
Did that himself.
Yeah. I'm like that could be true.
Or he took his mom's phone and texted himself that.
Right. But I'm like, damn, I'd be doing too much. But yeah, that was corny though. I'm like, Drake, don't, like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that shit was whack.
Like,
I don't like how everybody's fighting.
Yeah, so.
This is too much. It's lit.
It is just like everybody's getting pulled in and names are getting dropped and it's just too much. I can't
to
keep
me,
up.
To me, this what
and
I.
We get World War in hip hop and we on the verge of World War III.
Why did I see that? What's going on? I'm so out of tune.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah, I
heard a few people say that, and I'm confused.
Nah, this shit is real.
What's real? What's going on?
Hold on, let's finish. Let's wrap this one up. So, pause.
Y'all so annoying.
That was
in
the pause.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so that happened with Drake, and I mean, I feel like, so now people waiting on Kendrick to respond.
And, quote-unquote, response did come out.
It's like
it was AI,
like
though.
And then,
how do you know that?
Nah, you're right. Nobody knows. I didn't even hear it. You heard it?
What are you talking? That's AI. The Drake thing?
No, Kendrick.
Oh.
They leaked Kendrick's now, and people saying it's AI. Some people. This is what I noticed.
It was
Drake fans saying it's him.
They need to say something.
Right,
I don't like that. They're just not saying nothing.
Like,
bro,
say that's not. I don't know. Kendrick never on social media though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
At least post the link or something.
Are you talking about Drake?
Both of them.
But Kendrick, he not, like he said, he not really on social media. And his people ain't on social media like that.
I know,
either.
Them niggas so...
So it's like...
Yeah, they so, like, discreet about they shit. But, but some only associates are coming out saying, hell nah.
But is Daylight really that... Is he really an associate?
Nah, you're right.
But yeah, he's TDE. Kendrick Lamar ain't TDE.
I didn't even know he was TDE.
Or he's in a group with somebody from
Reason, Absol.
No, somebody else from TDE.
Oh, okay.
One of the dude. His name Punch? Is like Dangeroo. That's his shit. That's his like Twitter handle.
They got so many people.
But he like an executive with TDE, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or is it Punch? I don't fucking know.
But yeah, so I mean, look, I feel like, but it's the thing. I feel like he's getting too personal.
It is.
far as what?
Like, because I'm like, okay now, because I see people are like, Kendrick got to respond. They like, K-Dot fans are like, yo, all you got to do is talk about he a pedophile. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I cannot.
And that's that. Come on, don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. But, bro, that's what happened when these fan bases get to, because watching this shit, I'm like, niggas is not being fair about nothing. Yeah. They saying Drake shit was mad whack. That shit was cool.
It was cool.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit was in trash. It was cool. And, like, yeah, I like That is a dope song. It's a better song than any shit these niggas put out. But for this song, like,
it's one verse.
Yeah, he wasn't all that either. But it's a banger, though. You know what I mean? So.
And then, So Kendrick shit, it was pretty ash to me. So I hope it's not real.
Oh, the AI shit? Oh,
if it's AI.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah.
If it's AI, like, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, right now it's not time to put out no trash shit, bro.
Let's see if I can bring this shit up.
Yeah, but so Cole, they treating Cole like they like, fuck out of here, nigga. Don't come outside.
I don't understand.
They telling Cole, don't even come out.
Okay. Oh, look. Wow. Just within the last 20 minutes, somebody on TikTok breaks down how he made the confirmed AI Kendrick Lamar diss that surfaced a couple days ago.
Of course. This motherfucker is good at this.
That's crazy. They all just need to
I created the viral AI Kendrick Lamar diss track.
Utter my name 3 times in front of your mirror. You hesitate to proceed after you reconsider. Lights flick as the energy in the room shifted. Scared to open your eyes because you feeling the ghost of Kendrick.
Now first you got to get a beat that sound like chaos and the world is ending. So this is a beat that I cooked up.
Like, I would just hope
you gotta write some lyrics and spit them the way that K-Dot would write them and spit them. Utter my name 3 times in front of your mirror. You have to take them, proceed after you reconsider. I know Kendrick Lamar likes to emphasize his T's. Party. He can party. So we gotta incorporate that. Grab your Glocks when you see K-Dot. See that hard T I was telling y'all about?
You put that on the song?
Most people just say Dot.
That's whack.
Dot.
That little lyric he just said, grab your Glock. Oh, he just mimicking Pop.
Now let's listen to how the finish was out, Sam.
Yeah, he put that on the song.
Oh my goodness. He sound like Kendrick, though.
Now, this song is viral on YouTube. It's called One Shot. I ain't gonna lie, I shocked myself. I thought it was gonna sound fake. I thought people was gonna be able to tell it was fake. People think it's actually real. So I just wanna come out for the record and say that it's AI. That's not Kendrick's response. Goodness, I know, bro. Kendrick gonna come harder than that. I just couldn't get too disrespectful because I ain't in a beef. You feel me? Ain't nobody diss.
Then don't put out music. How are you gonna say I'm not in the beef and make a whole diss?
Because he just a TikToker.
That is insane.
And you on YouTube, that's the thing.
Inserted yourself into some shit that you didn't have no business.
Now, the only thing is, like, now, it's interesting, bro, and this is why, like, artists getting mad, because it's like, let's say that shit get 2 million views on YouTube. Right. Like, nigga, you getting paid for that? Like, okay, you created it, but you using somebody's, you know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you get paid?
Well, he can be sued for, like, impersonating someone.
That's what I'm saying, like, because that's the thing. This AI shit is so new that the laws probably don't even cover that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he did create.
They need to update the laws because now that we're so, like, internet now.
Right, and they will.
They need to make certain shit.
I think they will because this shit is getting crazy. Like, you see what they was doing to, like, Angel Reese and them, making the porns of them and shit.
That should be crazy.
And that's what she was mad about when she was like, don't sexualize
people are sexualizing me. Her.
Motherfuckers like, oh, look at you. Like, bro, y'all didn't see what the shit
that's embarrassing,
she was
especially
talking.
If you don't have nothing out like that. Yeah. It's like, that's not even me. That's
and that shit look real. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah. Anyway, Drake been going at Metro Boomin. Told him shut the fuck up and play some drums. Mm-mm-mm. Nah, them is funny, though. them memes is funny, though. But it's like, what can Metro do? Like,
they don't want him.
The Spanish one.
I'm gonna go make me a beat. You got me fucked up.
The drum line.
Yeah, the Nick Cannon one. That shit was hilarious.
That one in the Spanish one too, though.
I ain't seen the Spanish one.
That shit was funny, bro.
I ain't see that one.
Oh no, let me see.
I seen the Nick Cannon one. That was like, that's hilarious.
Because they put.
Hey, bro, was really hating on Nick Cannon though, bro.
Who? Everybody.
Bro, and Drumline.
Oh.
He was like, you notice he ain't look down at his at the sheet once. It's like, damn, bro.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Metro. That's funny as hell. But yeah, I mean, but that's the whack part of the beef is this whole troll, like, now Drake and Rick Ross.
It's just, I don't be, no one's it up. Would be too much.
You seen Ross reply to his DM?
His DM?
Yeah. Saying what? Oh, his story post. Long ass message. I'm like, somebody was like, yeah, that conversation way too rich for me. Because Drake basically telling that plane, that private plane, you wrap it with your name, then take it off when that lease is up. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Then somebody posted their mansions. I'm like, bruh, both of this shit's ridiculous. Like, what you want us to do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and then another reference track leaked. Metro leaked the reference track.
That was crazy, from though. Because I'm like, damn, that song was dope.
What song was it? I didn't hear
it. E5 celibacy, shit gonna moped it.
That was Yachty?
Bro, the whole shit, though. But, I mean, that song is like a minute and 30. Because I remember saying, bro, Drake got to make this shit. She should have made this song longer. But I ain't going to lie. This shit about Drake, and he do make them sound way better than what these niggas be having.
Well, yeah. And then somebody even tried to come out and say that was a ghostwriter for Kendrick Lamar.
That nigga don't look like he ghostwriting no Kendrick shit.
It's been a lot of shit. It's been hectic.
But it's what I'm saying with niggas, bro. They be like, yo, we like this hip-hop shit. Bro, then y'all want niggas to get personal. That shit ain't going... That is not good for hip-hop, bro.
I don't know if it's going to get, like... Hopefully it just stays...
Nah, because...
Like, what did Lotto say? Bitch, get in the booth. Yeah, hopefully it just stays, like, in the booth.
Nah, you see, that's what I'm saying. Like, them three going at it, once y'all get past who's better, like, I'm better than you, I'm better... Then it's like, okay, where do we go from here now? You know what I'm saying? Cause
that's so childish.
Cause look, now
this
Drake,
grown ass age, I'm not worried about who's better than who.
Nah, that's good. Nah, y'all, I feel like that's a competitive nature of it, though. Different.
Like,
that's cool, but you see, if it could stay there, that's cool.
Stay in your own lane and just do you.
But now, once you start saying like, nigga, you only get paid half. Okay, now where are we gonna go from there? Now
I just feel like who fucking cares if he gets paid half? You don't. That's great for you.
Nah,
but that works for him, like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, where do shit go? That's what I'm saying. Where can shit go from there now?
I mean, him and Meek made up, so I don't know. I feel like him and Future are going to make up.
Yeah, and that's the thing with this shit. These niggas going to probably end up.
And the thing with, like, that shit, like, it could have very well been something more than what it was.
For sure, but remember, like Meek.
They was trying to pull up at the show when he was in Philly.
Yeah, I know, but you know, Drake got exactly. Y'all not getting to Drake. Yeah. But also, like Meek said, bro, and I know, like, at the point, niggas wasn't trying to hear that. He was like, bro, I come from battle rapping. He ain't really say none that, like, you know, most of the shots came because of the Nicki Association.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was just super catchy.
Yeah, they
that
was.
World tour, your girl tour.
That was
yeah.
funny.
And what she said when she told you to open up more. Yeah, like, that's hard. It's just catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Then the Twitter fingers. That shit. Yeah. That shit. Yeah,
it's like
being,
shit. It's catchy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So and,
that's what wanted.
And I know that's what Meek was like, bruh. Them was like, they wasn't like really, you know, like push.
It was
shit.
Just like talking shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think that's why he was like, yeah, eventually y'all could squash this.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Even all this shit they got going on, eventually.
I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, it's not. But, okay, now, because where niggas want niggas to attack Drake at is where I, bro. Because that's the thing. I don't think Drake and Push are going to ever be cool.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, because where else do you go with him? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, bro, that's why I'm like, Cole, I see why Cole was like, bro, this shit.
How many more disses do we have to listen to?
I mean, Meek did expose some of the shit, like, in that diss record.
With the ghostwriting shit?
No, about him getting pissed on in the movie theater by Tip Homie.
Yeah, but that was
him
Drake,
getting
bro.
Slapped by Diddy.
I know, that was crazy.
It's like, bro.
I know, but again, bro, Drake got that cover, bro. See, his fan base gonna be like, oh man, who pissed on Drake? That's not good. That's not cool. But you know, in hip hop, we like, man, that nigga is a bitch. You feel me? Like, you got slapped, you didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? All that shit mattered to rap niggas. Bruh, yeah. The hotline bling, why I keep calling them? I don't know. They like, bro, we like Drake. Hold on, yeah, we're Drake. Going home.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, though.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I mean, shit, have fun with it, y'all. But nobody, don't get violent, bruh.
Man, everybody stop being scared. Kendrick, bro, throw a fucking punch, bruh.
Nah, that's true, though.
You got a punch. Bro, it's time to y'all in the ring. It's time to square up.
I'm just like, where do they? Because, I mean, niggas keep saying, and that's why I hate when rap niggas be like, oh, he got some shit he can't wait to expose, bro.
Kings beating the Warriors by 15 going into the fourth quarter. It's lit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Get them old niggas out of here.
Yeah. We finna light that motherfucking beam tonight.
You know what I mean? It's easy to root for y'all now that we won, so. I mean.
So after this, if they win, then what?
They got to play again, though.
One more game.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's to get into the playoffs.
But it's looking good for, if they win today, it's looking good for them.
We'll see what happens.
But,
where y'all want to go? Y'all want to go World War III on the verge?
Yeah, we could go into that.
Yeah, because I need to be educated because I have no idea what the fuck
is
going on.
Who was it? Iran had 12 drones?
Probably more than that.
Shit like that.
Yeah, they threw hella shit at Israel.
Israel, okay.
Yeah, but Israel intercepted them.
Oh, okay.
So this don't got shit to do with us.
No, but look, we got an alliance with Israel. Because, you know, that's where all our tax money going anyway right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and they, like, them, because they have, like, a super intelligence military, so we get a lot. We share shit between each other.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they got this shit called the Iron Dome that knocks out any missile that fly in. And that's what, like, kind of be protecting them. Because, you know, they in the Middle East. Like, all them countries don't fuck with them. So
all the countries don't fuck with Israel?
Like, most of the countries around them don't fuck with them.
So why the fuck would we fuck with them?
They're
part of the United Nations?
I think so.
So that's
are they a NATO country?
I'm assuming if we...
Yeah, it gotta be.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, we... Like, basically... If Iran was to go to war with them, we gonna fuck Iran up too. But now other countries on the Middle East gonna fuck Iran up too though.
Okay.
Cause they like y'all. Cause I guess they saying like Iran.
We can't be saving them if it's more. We can't help you. Oh. Get jumped like.
Oh, so Israel is this says Israel is not a part of NATO.
Oh, okay.
They're outside the geographical scope of the alliance. While it has had close security cooperation with the U.S. and other Western countries, Israel has not sought formal membership in defense alliances like NATO. Turkey, a neighbor of Israel, on the other hand, joined NATO in 1952.
Yeah. So if Turkey goes to war, we go to war. Basically, I mean, that's how, like, any country that's in NATO, like, if they go to war, y'all got to join in type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, again, because Israel and America, like, it's some type of, it's that alliance we got with them. Like, we're going to always provide them whatever they need for war. So that shit happened in Israel. First, there was like, since nobody got touched, like, we're going to chill. But I guess that, like, whoever run their military was like, nah, we're going to make an example out of them niggas for even, like, shooting that shit at us. Because, you know, they're at war right now with the, Palestine.
Yeah.
So they was like, yeah, if Iran going to attack us right now, we're going to make an example out of them.
Yep, and then that's going to bring in, they said, who was it? Was it Ukraine or, I mean.
What is that?
The fuck was that?
Your walls just farted.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. But I heard it. That was the second time I heard it, though.
Yeah, I heard the first time.
Yeah.
A lot of weird shit going on.
But yeah, so what was you saying?
I was saying that was gonna bring in one of the big powers like Russia or China. It was somebody like that. I forget exactly who it was.
Yeah.
But that was saying
it might have been Russia.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. And it's always the possibility. That's who the big issue is going to rise with China
and Russia. And Russia.
So who mentioned this? Who brought up we're about to go to war? Like,
nah,
why is that even a thought?
Oh, because we send our you know, we got ships over there.
Okay.
So they basically like put them on alert, like get ready in case we got to fire some shit at.
Like, is the
Iran
is. How do we know when war is even over? Like, is the last war even over?
Which one?
When they retreat the
9/11. When we got what's his name, right? Bin Laden.
Nah, it's usually over when y'all pull out.
Yeah, when you pull out the troops.
Yeah,
where people pulled out.
We did, but then they say that's when they be blaming Obama for what happened out there.
Because I feel like they were out there for hella long.
Yeah, and hella people died. And that's the thing with a president. You're going to get blamed
right
for having Americans dying over right there. But yeah, then if Americans pull out, that's when like
a terrorist
like, you know, group might take over.
Oh, okay.
Then they say y'all pulled out too early. So it's like, yeah. But yeah, the good thing about like being in America, that shit, war never take place here in our land. You feel me?
I hope not.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, nah, facts. Niggas start looking around. Yeah. But I mean, they do be throwing their little attacks though. But it's just never, bro, them, you feel me? Them missiles ain't never, unless it's Russia or China. That's the only way.
Damn, not China.
That's the thing, because China don't really fuck with the West like that.
Ask China.
Yeah, they fuck with Russia, you feel me? So, you know.
Communists.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's crazy. I don't see how people could live out there.
That damn eclipse.
Oh. You see?
I didn't see it. Did y'all see it?
We couldn't see it. We only had what? It was only 55%.
I don't really give a fuck, honestly.
That shit was crazy. Like, California, like, that shit only blocked it. Like, it was like 40%.
I mean, I seen it with the little glasses, but I only seen it because my coworkers were outside. I'm like, what the fuck?
Some states had the 99% or 100% coverage. I'm like, that's dope, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, it got dark, like, for like 5 minutes.
Mm.
I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware what was going on.
Y'all seen the lady who killed who stabbed her boyfriend?
That is what I was talking about when I said that. I was so distraught.
And hella people follow on Twitter. I'm like, bruh, you see? That's why I don't fuck with them. But horoscope.
That's the astrology. Yeah.
But what the fucked up thing was, like, she did that, and then she took her kids on the freeway and threw them out the window. Like, threw them out.
And they survived, though, right?
One of them did. The little 9-month-old did not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, it's people are psychotic, and they blame it on certain shit.
That's fucking psycho.
Yeah, like, her tweets were crazy. Like, bitch, relax. Like, what you mean? No, like, I hate people like that.
Like,
though,
what is really going on?
Yeah, that's what y'all know, man.
Did she survive?
I think she got arrested, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she ain't. I'm surprised she ain't go out on all crazy shit.
I've been meaning, because, you know, I like listening to, like, true crime podcasts and shit that be happening, but I can't listen to that. That was just too much for me.
Like, what was going, like,
it's just
some gotta be crazy.
Like, you really did that with the kids?
Damn, but I mean, shit, stabbing a nigga was crazy.
I mean, that, yeah. But, like, the kids.
Nah, yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that's when they, like, yo, like, not even just kid, your own kid.
Yeah, like, I just couldn't believe that. And then I just started thinking deep into it. Like, imagine the people on the freeway that they're probably traumatized because, you know,
nah,
what I
then
mean?
The kid who survives, like, bruh.
Trauma.
This mom.
She was 8 or 9.
Yeah. I'm like, your
old
mom.
Old enough to know, remember.
I'm like, yeah. It's like your mom just stabbed your dad, then just threw you out the car. Like, what the fuck? Bruh, that's why I'm like, man, people, bruh, this shit is crazy.
I can't even wrap my
head around
it.
How that kid, like, bro, how life ain't fair for real, bruh.
Like, there's a very popular, I don't know if y'all watched First 48 ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very popular episode on First 48. Happened in Memphis, where the uncle
killed the whole family.
Yeah. But tried to kill all the kids in the house. Yep.
One of them survived. Did you watch his podcast?
God, bro.
Oh, he has a podcast?
No, he went on a podcast talking about it.
How?
He went stabbed everybody. Or did he light the house on fire? Or he stabbed everybody or something?
He stabbed everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, goodness, he stabbed everybody.
In the house. It was like the aunties.
No, I think maybe he might have shot the adults. But he stabbed the kids. Yeah. Oh, sure. I know God, for a fact bruh. He stabbed the kids.
That's them even worse.
And it was like a house full of, like a whole family.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, like, grandma, auntie.
What the fuck?
Like three or four kids.
Mass murder.
What the
type
fuck, bro?
Yeah. So that kid, you know, got to live with that trauma.
Bro, this.
On the podcast. Did he seem cool or did he seem like he has issues?
He seemed cool, but I'm sure he had to go through a lot of stuff.
Bro, that's...
because he had to get on stand, testify about this, bro. Relive it.
Yeah. I want to say he said he laid there and played dead or something.
He said the fact that he even had the...
And only reason dude got caught is because he said it was uncle, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
That's all the reason bro got caught is because that kid was old enough to...
Yeah.
Identify him.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what, like, because, I mean, basically.
I remember that episode.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? That's why I was like, I mean, this is why, bro, me sometimes I'll be like, not saying, like, niggas shouldn't be crying and shit. But I'll be like, bro, like, sometimes when I think about other people's lives, I'll be like, bro, I don't really got shit to be down about.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I'm like.
It kind of humbles me a little bit. And it's like, everybody goes through their own stuff.
Right.
You know, everybody has their own issues. You never know. But it's like, it's just crazy stuff happening out there, and it kind of just makes me a little more thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, but still give yourself grace, because, you know, everybody goes through their own stuff.
Nah, yeah, definitely. And I like, that's what I'm saying, like, you know, even based on the shit that just happened out here.
Yeah.
Because that's why I was like, bro, like, I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, man. Kid, like, not this kid, you feel me? You was doing all this fly shit with your parent, then just like that. They're going, like, you probably don't, like, yeah, you old enough to understand what happened, but you like, damn, you know what I mean? That shit might not hit you. Like, this is how life going to be forever now.
Right, you don't know that's actually going to change forever. Yeah, because
even that shit be happening to me about some people are going. I'd be like, damn, you mean this shit, I'm going to never see these people for real? Like, that shit be crazy. So, like, damn, I could imagine, like, a kid going, like, that's tough.
Death is... Finally, you feel
me? I don't know.
We all gonna be there.
Like,
I think I remember, like, the first I went to my great grandma's funeral. I don't know. I must have been like 6, 5. I don't know. Mm. I didn't understand why everybody was so sad.
Oh, for real?
Like, I didn't understand what was going on.
Shit. Yeah,
at that age, you're not gonna. I don't think you're gonna understand. Like,
my first.
Yeah. But I remember that day. But back. I was just looking around, like, why is everybody so sad?
My first funeral, I was like 11. I was like, no. That was 2000. I was like 9. But I remember that shit, though. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like you... I don't know why I remember it, but I just remember just not understanding what was going on.
Nah, I mean, I just remember because it was my first time I seen my dad cry.
Mm.
You feel me? That was big. Then I remember it was like my first time I met my grandpa from my dad's side. So I just remember, and he was like the first... I don't know. What I hated is my mom was like, yo, like... Because the whole time I'm trying to avoid, like, going to see my uncle's body.
Did you know that was your...
I did. Okay. It was my... And it's because he died out here, but they shipped his body to Kenya. So my mom was like, you got to come... Because, I mean, I ain't never met my uncle before, but he was my dad's oldest brother. He was like, you got to come see your uncle. I hated that shit because I got hella nightmares.
But you never met... Sorry, that's not funny.
I never met him.
You never met him.
Yeah.
And now you're saying... You wish you never did that?
Nah, I wish I didn't go view.
Because now you'll never forget about it, right?
Nah, I mean, now it's like, because after being in hella funerals,
you had a
like,
nightmare?
Nah, that night, I remember. Girl, yeah, I'm like, that shit, man, I was like, what
were
the
Were you
fuck?
Confused, or was that your first time ever, like, seeing, like, just...
Nah, it was my, like, because, like, over there, it's a little different. Like, when it'd be crazy, like, because over there, people don't get buried in, like, a... People usually get buried in like home in their homes.
Shut up.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. So that's why, because everybody over there,
is it a casket though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole. It's just usually your family got land, like, not in the city. It's like,
I mean, that's like,
you know what I mean.
That makes sense. Like, why would you want somebody to? Why do we bury people somewhere we ain't never been before?
Right. So
like, if you own land
over there, it's big, because then that's where, like, they usually set, like, you're going to be buried. I mean, it's the same thing how people
but
do
But, I mean,
here.
I get it. Right?
It's
our land.
Yeah, it's your own land.
Yeah.
So, but it's crazy. Like, I remember when we was younger, like, we'd be walking around, somebody just having a funeral, we just pop up at their house, like, when we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd be like, you know, you see a casket, you like, fuck, that used to be scary. So
yeah.
I never wanted to go see it, but this time I'm like, damn, I gotta go see. And like, over there, caskets are not how they are here. They don't open the whole shit. It just be like a glass, like, they put like a glass on the face. So that was my first time seeing.
So it was like a box, but the glasses.
Usually, but you see, my uncle died here, so he came in like the casket's from here.
Okay.
So I'm like, damn, this whole shit open. I'm like, bro, I'm sitting there like, yo, mom, I'm young as hell. I do not want to be here. So that shit was traumatic. That was like my first time. I was like, damn, man. That's when I was like, man, funerals, like, because yeah, especially once they put somebody on the ground.
Yeah.
You like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't want to rot in the ground. I just want to get cremated.
But damn, even that, though, you'd be like, they burnt, like, because you be, when you think about that, because I was thinking about that, too.
I just don't want to rot in a box.
But yo, they burn you, like, they put right, you in that oven and cup.
You're dead already, so you might as well just go ahead and just, you know, ash it up.
Nah, I feel it. But damn.
I don't know.
Right,
conversation's
right.
Conversation's getting really dark.
Yeah. Then you know, he be.
Oh, no.
But it's like, but that's why I got faith, bro. I hope they figure some shit out where niggas ain't dying for real.
You want to go to fucking the iCloud.
Facts. I still want to be here. Like, yo. For real, bro. Death too. Like, why God make this shit this way? Like, damn, nigga.
Death is permanent, bro.
Like, you could have made this. You know, I like back in the Bible days, niggas live for 700 years.
Yeah, like, what are we? That's because they feeding us processed food and
but
shit.
But I mean, that's when you get into the whole conversation of the afterlife and what you believe in as far as that goes. Feel me?
That gives me anxiety. I don't want to go down this road.
Nah, I ain't even going to say that. Yep,
hey, it's me anxiety even thinking about it.
Nah, I ain't going to lie, y'all. I think this shit is it. I think
that's so evil.
You think so?
You think so? You don't think there's nothing after this,
bruh? Cause you know what makes me think.
La, 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 la.
Cause you know what made me think that way. You ever be at the sites, at the grave site, and you see some shit that say like 1805? Nigga, they still waiting for the.
Where's his afterlife?
Like it's 2024, bruh. Like.
He been in the afterlife, what y'all mean?
So you think it's like, nah, I get you.
Have you ever seen like a spirit?
Nah.
Do you believe in spirits? Or like in your dream?
So I come from like a funny family, so I've heard some shit. And my family tell me certain shit. I never seen it, but like it'd be so hard to not believe it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I remember having a few years back, it was like, I don't know, it was a real dark times for me. It was like, it is nothing I...
Nigga, when you talk about, you was grown and shit?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay.
For real? Yeah. Why you in dark times, how bad, nigga? You ain't share this shit with us.
That's me, though.
He wants to feel your pain.
Nah, but that's me, though. I just, you know, that's not me. I handle shit myself. I'm not trying to share everything with everybody else and shit. But, yeah I just remember... times, it was a dark time where it's like, damn, like I'm waking up, I'm like, I'm having nightmares where it's like I'm seeing evil spirits at the door. I'm like, where it's
did
like,
you have sleep paralysis?
I have no idea what the fuck it was, but that shit,
that sounds like sleep paralysis. Were you like laying down, but you were like, you felt like you couldn't move?
No, I was just,
that sound like regular, that'd be my dreams, bro.
You have real, sleep paralysis.
I be trying to fight, nigga, your hands be tight, like, bro, swing, nigga.
No, well, I finished.
Yeah, no, I was just real dark, like, it was just like a dark spirit at the door. It was like where I was feeling like I was going to the door looking out, like, and I'm like.
In your dream, though?
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, okay.
Bro, you better back the fuck up away from that door type shit. To where I'm actually getting up and going to check the door, like,
oh, damn, nigga.
This shit is weird.
It was like,
bro, that there was somebody at the door, bro, trying to get me. This shit is so creepy.
What dreams, I'm glad, when I was young, I used to have these dreams that used to fuck me up. It'd be like I see two of my moms, but one of them not my mom.
Like Coralina? Like Coraline?
Yeah.
There's like the bad mom, but they're both the same, but like one's evil.
And they like calling, you feel me? They like both calling you, but it's like.
You're like, which
one? Bruh, I used to be glad when I wake up. Like, hold on. my mom really hit. Bruh, like, I used to be like, why? And I used to get them dreams so, you know what I mean?
Bro, God, bro. It'd be hard to even go to sleep when you
then
go
the
like,
fucked up part like, is when, fun. You know, usually you wake up, that shit be gone.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep in the same, in them bad
it
dreams,
still,
shit
like,
keeps
yo.
Happening. Yeah, it's like, bro, what the fuck
I don't
is
know,
wrong
the dreams
with something
are
wrong.
So fascinating.
I know,
like,
right?
Why do I keep doing, like, I don't even think about this. So it's like, why does this dream keep happening?
No, I ain't
but
gonna lie. Sometimes
I believe in spirits. Uh-huh. I believe in, like, I don't know. Like, I believe in that shit. I've seen a spirit before.
damn.
And I thought it was a dream, but I'll never forget it. Like, I'll never forget it. I was at, sleeping over, me and my sister at our friend's house, my mom's friend, but anyways. We were all in the room, and I just remember one day I woke up in the middle of the night, and before that, my friend had said something, like, they had just moved in their house, and she was like, yeah, somebody died here, but and I never, like, I was always curious to stuff like that, but I remember I turned around, and, like, my sister was laying down, and above her was, like, a floating, it looked like a little Indian girl, but she was, like, crisscross applesauce.
Oh, hell no.
But I thought I was dreaming. But then I remember, like, I was just laying there, and it was just, like, I'll never forget. She was, like, in a boat or something. I don't know. And she was just floating, and she just had, like, dark hair, and she was just, like, floating above my sister. So I just laid there, and I just looked, and I just turned around.
Yeah, like, fuck, I'm just turning the fuck around.
Like, I just turned around because, like,
I ain't about to ask you no questions.
I wasn't scared. Like, it was, her spirit didn't scare me, so I just went back to sleep.
I used to pray. Like, when I used to have them type of dreams, I used to pray, then I'd be good.
Yes. Yes, yeah, and that's what I did too. And I didn't grow up in church or anything like that. But I, when I get scared like that, even when I have nightmares, I just start praying and I wake up immediately. But the sick part of me wants to have sleep paralysis because I want to see what it feels like.
I don't know.
But because I heard it's like, you know, if you lay on your back, but I sleep on my back all the time. I don't want it tonight, though, if you want to come tonight, because I'm by myself and I don't got time for that shit. But I heard, like, if you sleep on your back, and sleep paralysis is like your brain is awake, but your body is asleep. So it's like your eyes are awake and stuff, and you're trying to move, and you can't even talk. You're just, like, paralyzed. And then, like, it's like a spirit or something that just comes above you, but I don't know, if you start praying, it goes away.
Yeah, man, because that's why, like, that's why it was, like, when I was younger, but, I mean, things were way worse when I was younger, you know what I mean? But you a kid, so.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, for us, prayer, like, was big, you know what I mean? Like, that
yeah,
shit was
I
huge. Yeah,
I definitely pray. Now my dreams just be, like, a scary dream for me is, like, somebody trying to kidnap me.
Me be getting shot and shit.
Yeah, that's scary.
I be hella shit.
Or a car accident, and then right when the car crashes, real? I just go, and I wake up.
Maybe shootouts and winning some money, then.
Why you want a shootout, Kerry?
I don't know.
For real.
Sometimes not even that. Sometimes I'm witnessing it.
Oh.
But it'd be like people you know and shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, but that's why, like, dreams, they're like things that consume. Like,
it's
whatever
so
you're consuming sometimes do come, that's what you dream about.
Do you know what I think is so crazy about dreams is, like, I had a dream that somebody tried to kidnap me before. Never seen this man a day in my life. But I can describe him in my dream, what he looked like. Who is this person? And why did I make up his face in my dream?
Hey, y'all remember who? Was it Freddie?
What does that mean?
You could describe him. I don't know.
You describe this person in your dream. But
like, it was a white bald man. Like, I won't. But I've never seen him in my life.
Nah, you probably seen that description. But nah, because dreams be putting, like we're saying, I think a dream could create somebody for real.
That's what I'm saying. Why do we create
dreams
these people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the deja vu happens in dreams. Like, God willing, that's not deja vu.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
nah, dreams are fascinating, bro. It's like, what the fuck?
If I did get kidnapped, would you guys still podcast?
We still podcast.
We're looking 1-800 missing.
Go help look for your ass.
Yeah.
Now you guys better be on the podcast.
But you know, after
I mean, like,
after a few weeks, we gonna have to come.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to come give them an update.
Yeah, but we gonna be looking for your ass.
Nah, for real. That's gonna be the pod on Tuesday, nigga. We
still
searching
missing.
Nah, that should be scary.
Knock on that wood, please.
Yeah, please. God damn.
I play too much. I'm so dark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
this was a depressing
That was dark.
Yeah, that was, but shit, man. Dreams be fucking, you know what I mean?
So I see you put in here, teachers should get paid as much as nurses and doctors.
I think teachers should get paid as much as nurses and doctors.
Where did that come from?
It was just a random thought that I was thinking about.
Okay. I like that. Put random thoughts in.
It was a random thought because I'm like, you know, kids, first of all, kids are fucking bad. And there's just all different kids being raised by different people. And then us as parents, we only could do so much. You know, we still got to go to work and provide. We don't have time to be sitting there teaching our kids shit that they need to learn. And the reason why I said this is because eventually these teachers that are teaching our kids, the first kindergarten, first grade, all the way high school, college, they're preparing our kids to be doctors and nurses, yes, to know what they want to be in their career. So it's like, why are they not getting paid as much as, you know, doctors and nurses?
Well,
when they're like the first step of that.
Like, I see the point, but I see the point to a certain extent, but also some of these teachers end up do being glorified babysitters.
Yeah.
And that too. I get that.
Knock to them.
Yeah, I get that too, but they're also teaching our kids.
The thing about it though, are they
really teaching the kids?
Because this is what I was going to say.
Because it's curriculum.
Because
we can't teach them the curriculum.
We could.
How? We work 9 to 5.
Yeah.
We gotta come home and teach them a whole fucking curriculum, make them write a paper, fucking projects. I don't got time for that
shit. But my point is, that's not the teachers actually, like, you know, the teachers just
didn't make up the curriculum.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, they provided the tools to teach them this.
Yeah.
This is what I was gonna say that makes it harder, because you see teachers, they get they're protected in some way, especially for regular public schools, not in like charter schools.
Yeah.
Like, on a regular public school, especially, like, that's doing bad, it's hard to grade that, like, that one teacher that's doing bad, you can't really pull them out, be like, yo, this teacher ain't really, you know what I mean, kids that's coming to this class, they moving on, they can't read, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to just pull one teacher and, like, really grade them on their teaching, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But with doctors and nurses, you could do that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not... You know, you based on if your performance is falling off, you're getting fired. You know what I mean? It's hard for teachers like to grade them based on, especially in public schools. You know, because charter schools,
because I get it. It's hard. Teenagers, some just like I wasn't a grade A student because I didn't care.
So, but I do get her point though. Like, so when you say that, right? So, like, doctors and nurses, they getting graded on what they how they're. You know,
performing.
Yeah, they're performing.
Then also it's a supply and demand issue too, though.
Yeah, so like, but they're getting graded on their performance, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a health impact. It could risk somebody's health or their life or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But to a certain extent, teachers, it is the same thing. It's at the first stage.
They started, though. Whether it's, I'm saying preschool to college, like, teachers build that.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they
foundation.
Are. Yeah, exactly. They do help build character within kids. They can either make or break character. Like I said, I've had a teacher. Like, I'm like fucking 8 years old. They be hella loud.
I know. Damn.
Up there fighting again.
I think they move.
But yeah, I remember I was like 8 years old, and I was like, teacher, they were doing the things like, what you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, I want to be an NBA player. Like, and then that dude, he can be like, not tall enough type shit. It's like, bruh.
Kept it real with you.
Yeah, but why are you telling that to an 8-year-old kid, bruh? Like, that's whack.
Yeah, you shouldn't crush, you know.
Like, yeah,
you I'm not saying all teachers are good, but, like, there are some good teachers are amazing, and I think they should get paid.
And that's what I'm saying. But the system, the way, like, especially in public schools, the way teachers get paid, it's not, like, it's hard for them to get evaluated in that individual basis.
It shouldn't be about that, though.
But you have, like, because I think if you want, like, fair, because I do agree in that point, because, shit, they do, like, the good teachers should get paid, you know, way better. But the bad teachers should not be teaching for 10 years.
I wouldn't even put it like that,
you
because just, like, there's good cops and there's bad cops. There's good doctors, there's bad doctors. There's good nurses. They all get paid the same. So it shouldn't be for a teacher whether you're a good teacher and your class just learns better because your curriculum or the way that you teach is better than this teacher's teaching. I don't know. I don't think it should be based off that.
There's so, definitely merit to what you're saying. For sure.
Yeah, no, because I do agree with the underlining, like, paying the teachers more.
Yeah.
You feel me?
They get paid.
But also, I do think, like, it's teachers that are whack.
It is.
But that, bro, you at the job, you protected under a certain, so you ain't even trying to be better. Because you like, bro.
But that's the compensation. They shouldn't get paid as much.
Exactly. But, yeah, but that also should go with the district, who they're hiring, their credentials. Like, you know, maybe be better at picking yeah. better teachers and looking at backgrounds and resumes and stuff like that.
But that's when you come to find out how certain laws, like, prevent certain things from happening. You know what I mean? Like, because I know in charter schools, like, yeah, if a teacher is, like, not, you know what I mean? Like, no, if like, they find your classes is not performing up to par, bruh, they getting you out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's why they be saying, that's why a lot of public schools suffer. You know, because the teacher who's just passing kids, be there for 20 years passing kids.
And that's a problem, and that definitely should be something they should look into.
Yeah, but as far as them and doctors, I just don't think that ever, I feel like.
I don't know, they just.
Doctors, any again, like I said, I think it's a supply and demand issue too, though. Like, we could get a teacher who teaches whatever, some math class.
Like chemistry or something.
Easier before we could get a doctor who, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
But I think that all starts in the classroom.
It does. But. Yeah, I mean, definitely agree. They should get paid more. I just don't think it's going to be a point where doctors get paid more than teachers.
I mean,
get,
at least as paid. Much as nurses do. I don't know.
Nurses, yeah, that's fair. And I think some do probably, maybe not a RN, maybe not an RN, but they probably give CNA.
They should get paid more than that.
No, I agree, though. Like, because they get paid less than that. That's the problem. Like, and
it's like I feel like they have, like, they're teaching the next generation of humans.
Right.
You know?
And even like what I'm saying, the thing is, even a great teacher suffering from that whole, because again, they all get grouped together.
Mm-hmm.
Then all y'all getting paid the same.
Yeah.
So even like the teacher that's doing hella good, really the one pushing out doctors in, they not getting shit. Because it's like, we all paying y'all the same. So, nah, I agree.
I mean, yeah, I definitely wish the teachers get paid more. They do deserve it. I mean, that's the whole underlying
point.
They got
our kids all day while we can work.
And that's where, like, most of the state tax money should be going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, what's going on with Kai Cenat? What happened with Kai Cenat? Y'all familiar with what happened with him? He was getting...
Yeah, so I guess Shorty...
That girl was mad as fuck, though.
I know, and that's why, like, bro, when
shit,
I...
Shit, pissed me
she
off.
She a porn star?
Yeah, bro, she been around for a minute.
I never seen her, honestly.
Twitter. Oh, she been on Twitter for a minute. Yeah. That's why I was kind of disappointed.
That's why he was so juiced about that?
I was disappointed, but, you know, what I remember he a young nigga, though. Yeah. So, you know, and this happened when he was, like, 19, I guess. So.
Oh, so this is old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, because.
I mean, that was a couple years ago.
Well, I mean, like.
419.
Like, I thought this just happened, like, last week type
And I
shit.
Mean, because I'm talking about she been around so much that, because, you know, now she got, like, a BBL and shit, so.
She was still mid.
I know.
The wig was
mid. I'm like, back then he was like, yo, what you not, you know. But anyway, she been online for a minute, but I think she, rappers started putting, like, doing things with her. Like, not porn shit, but, you know.
Just fucking with her.
Yeah, but I'm like, I was just, when I seen that, I'm like, hold on, ain't no way, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said he didn't pay the $5,000, though.
Why somebody said it was $50?
Now because he said he paid for the Uber.
Oh.
Yeah.
She posted a screenshot of getting $5,000 from him.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he ordered $5,000 more.
But I know he posted the voice, he recorded a phone call with her. Because she was like, he was like, yo, you know that, that's revenge porn. Because she posted the pictures. I mean, she covered his shit.
Okay.
But she posted the shit online. Like,
I thought she was just posting pictures and videos of they in bed together. Some shit. Like,
yeah, yeah, but yeah. But I guess because on the phone convo, it's like, even when Kai was talking, he was like, I mean, you posted the shit, you covered me, but you still posted me without,
like,
my consent.
If you already got money from him before, bitch, take that L. Like...
And that bitch
be, I don't know, that shit, they be just looking goofy doing shit like that.
Yeah, and she was like, well, because first she was like, you could sue me, and she was like, you can't prove that I'm the one who took those pictures, because I'm not going to be the one who posts them. I'm going to send them to, like, people to do it. I'm like, bitch. And Kai was like, bruh, they gonna trace that they
like,
came
no
from
one's going to want to fuck with you after this.
I know, what's surprising is they keep doing... Because, like, Shorty who fucked Lil Baby, I guess, and Jada.
I have no idea.
Thick-ass girl. Miss
That fucked Lil Baby and Jada.
Yeah, because I guess it was that type of shit. Yeah, I mean, she exposed the shit, and it looked like motherfuckers still. It looked like she still be getting booked by niggas. I don't know. To me, that should be wild to me.
That
like,
is very wild.
And like you said.
What's wild?
Like,
when these people girls be exposing, even like the whole, what's her name, Selena Powell?
Yeah.
Niggas still be wanting to fuck with her, too. And it's like, this bitch is known for exposing.
And she do.
People,
she damn near do porn now, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ugly, for real.
She's ugly.
That's another thing. Like, bro, y'all.
It's like, y'all, this just, everybody's a regular. These celebrity men are regular, and they just be fucking anything for real.
Because I'm like, Kai Sanat, bro, for how much clout you got, bro. Like, even if you was to pay, brother. Bruh.
Back then, though.
Nah, but he been 19. He was up.
What is he
still
right now? Like 21, 20?
22, 22. I think. Oh. Yeah, he been up for a minute, bro.
But
Nah, I mean, of course now. He not making
his popularity's just gained, like, a lot within the last year.
I feel like within the last 2 years.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Cause shit. I mean, he was going. Cause that's
he was
the thing.
Going crazy in that little stream.
No,
world.
And y'all gotta remember his TikTok being crazy.
Yeah.
You know, even doing like COVID and shit. You know
but
what
I didn't know of him in COVID.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I really wasn't on TikTok in COVID. I just started getting on TikTok within the last 2 years.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I mean, same. But yeah, like, because that's probably why she was on his radar anyway. Yeah. Like, you know, acting like a groupie like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But damn, my old thing is like, yeah, if y'all going, well, I guess they niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. So part of me understands, but I'd be like, damn. Like, y'all can't, I don't know.
This is dumb.
But yeah, motherfuckers like, y'all niggas acting like he was y'all. So what if he paid for some pussy, bro?
Pay for some mid.
Yeah, like get a, you know what I mean? I understand. They be watching their videos and shit. I think that's what it is. But it's like, bruh, if I'm going to pay $5,000.
I don't give a fuck what videos I done watched or.
Right. And especially when you like, bro, you could get it just off your name, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to, which it looked like that's what he did.
I feel like he got Tiana Trump off just being him.
Right. But again, that's the thing, these niggas, though, bro. You can't be around this type of
even
people.
Even like Tiana Trump is mid to me. She nasty. That's
yeah,
nasty
that's what
bitch.
I'm saying. But she
yeah,
cool.
But
like,
as far as,
card,
she,
mid.
Yeah, she pretty. Regular, I ain't gonna say she ain't the baddest bitch.
Nah, it's not the baddest, but because I don't know when I say when you say
her,
mid,
her,
like,
her talent
very mid to me.
Her talent is
her talent. She, I'm sure she got that Glock 3000, but
yeah,
but she's not cute.
I know, but you see, she got that name though. You know,
yeah.
I think it's like a checklist type shit for these niggas. You feel
it's
me?
Just yeah. Like
it's much better porn stars out there. Women in general, but
yeah, that's the thing. Like, bro, I mean, that's what. Yeah, I think it's the name that be making niggas. You feel me, niggas? But bro, cause think about it, bro. If you did some shit like that, like even knowing us, niggas ain't about to go in a group chat and brag about paying for no shit like that. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I can understand if you
paying for what.
Like, if you paid...
You talking about the girl Kai's fucking with? Or Tiana Trump?
I'm just saying, regardless, either one of them. Like, to me, that ain't even...
I think maybe y'all will be like, I just hit so-and-so. But I don't think y'all will be like, I paid so-and-so $5,000.
I know, but that's the thing. That's probably what these niggas be doing.
Yeah.
But then they come to find out you paid for that shit.
Nah, I can't do that. What? I'm going to tell her, I got to tell the truth.
Yeah, I can't. Me too, because it's like... Can't nobody tell me shit about me or try to, like, have some shit on me. Like, I'm going to just say it. Yeah, I get that.
Oh, you talking about, like, if you was to be in that situation, you'd
yeah,
be like, you paid?
Like,
yeah, I'm not going to be like, I'm not, yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah,
got
yeah.
To. I got to, because, like, bro.
That shit going, you're not even going to feel right.
Yeah, like, that's not a 100,
bro. Like, nah, it's not.
100,
bro. And then when shit comes out like this, all the homies going to be hitting you up like,
you paid?
Pay for that?
Like, nigga, you paid for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, or you just tell the truth.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, look, nigga, it's your money, bro. Do what you do.
I did want to play this video for y'all real quick.
The Alpha Males?
Yeah. Another stranger asks you a question. What do you think that you should do? And another stranger asks you a question. What do you think that you should do?
I would answer that question.
Okay. With your man. And another stranger asks you a question. What do you think that you should do?
I would answer that question.
Okay. It's probably why you're single. No, I'm joking. What about you?
You are a big, tall, strong dude. Somebody might just have a simple, easy question, but they might not feel comfortable approaching you because you're intimidating.
Then they need to shut the f*** up with their question.
If somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, do you know directions to here?
That's the problem. It's that unruly nature when they have not been guided by a good father. So you guys want everyone to be happy, but you don't know how to prioritize and look at hierarchy. Who's more important? A guy you never met who's trying to find somewhere. So a guy who's lost, or your man whom you sleep with at night, whom you intend to marry and procreate with. Who's more important?
Your man.
Your man. Who deserves respect more? Your man. So why would you take any opportunity to even accidentally disrespect your man for a guy who means nothing?
Damn, I didn't watch this.
If you my
shit,
old lady,
bro,
you need to Helen Keller, deaf, dumb, and blind. It don't matter what he had to say. He's Casper to you.
You're standing with your...
Don't ever disrespect your man. Yeah. Don't ever.
I just felt like their whole... Yeah, I don't know. It was just wild.
First of all, like,
how
bruh.
Somebody, old are they?
Like 30. Probably, I know, dude. He like 34 or some shit.
Don't ever disrespect your
okay,
man.
So, okay.
If another man asks you a question, you need to be deaf, dumb, and blind.
Okay, so I will say this, right? For me personally, if there's a man and a woman and I need help with something, I need to ask a question, I'm gonna probably ask the man.
yeah.
Just out of respect for him, because I don't know. I don't know what their situation is.
If they're together, bro, but sometimes
that's what they're saying though.
If they're together,
yeah. If they stand together, even if say y'all stand together, I don't know y'all. Like y'all not together. I don't know that. I'm saying, but I'm gonna ask you because you're the man.
Nah, but let's say if it's like this and she right here, you still gonna ask me?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask. Yeah, I'm going to ask the man because.
Then piss me off, then rip the mic off the table.
Yeah, I'm gonna just ask the man just out of respect, because I don't know what the situation is with the woman. I don't know.
Okay, so.
And I don't know if she.
I've been in a situation where I get that. That's respectful.
Yeah.
Now, what if you ask us a question, he don't know the answer, so if you're like, hey, bro, do you know where so-and-so is? And he's just like, well, I know where it's at. It's if you turn down here, and I just start asking. Yeah. That's me
cool.
Being disrespectful. According to them, though.
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah.
That's where it's, you're disrespecting your man. That's
like, I should have just been quiet because, bitch, he wasn't talking to you.
That's crazy.
And even if you was to ask the girl I'm with, like, as a rational person, if what you ask for is, like, a valid question, I'm not having a problem. I'm not seeing that as disrespect. Like, if I'm with a girl and you ask her, where's it at tonight type shit,
right,
that's a problem. But you generally, like, ask a question.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't take offense if somebody came up. Deep, if I'm with my girl and somebody came up and they asked her a question, like.
Right. What if they're not comfortable talking to men?
That's a problem, too, though.
Like, but I don't see why if it's me and my girl and it's a man, I don't know why they
wouldn't ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest. I don't know why they wouldn't ask me.
Because, sometimes you don't even, you just ask who, you know what I mean?
You just ask whoever you see. Like, it's just like, hey, do you know where No, that's what I was just going to say.
Nah, because even now that you mention that, I'm like, that's good protocol to do. Like, moving forward, I keep that in mind. You know what I mean? Because I just never thought, that's something I just never thought of, bro.
What?
Like, if I see two and I'm going to just ask the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's no disrespect to the woman or whatever. Like, it's really just out of respect because the man's not going to take me asking them anything anyway. As opposed to the woman. Some women, they're like, they're... might not want to talk to no random man.
Nah, that's true. But
there's a
but
intimidation
that's understandable.
Or whatever. So it's just like out of respect for them,
facts.
Having any issues, it's like.
But them saying that it's disrespectful for a woman to answer a question, like a simple question like that, like a harmless question.
Yeah, like you don't have a father figure.
Yeah, I know. They took like, shit. Bro, they took that shit hella far. They say, this is the man you want to marry or you want to, bro,
procreate with. It's like, damn, bro, you took
all
it hella
these
far.
Misogynistic men that have these platforms, and I feel like a lot of them just sit here and just hate women all day.
Yeah.
Go suck a dick. Maybe you should try and see what it tastes like. Oh, damn. That's all I got to say.
That's okay. Hey, that's a good way.
You don't got to do all that, but nigga.
Like, what the fuck?
Nah, yeah, I think most of them, the only problem is a lot of them, you come to find out, they not practicing what they preach anyway. And I'm not even talking about, like, yeah, that was just ignorance.
No, yeah, they don't. And it's like, I think they have this mentality that they want women to listen. You need to obey. You need to do this. You need to do that. But it's like, you're not doing anything, like, as a man for a woman to sit here and obey. A woman shouldn't have to obey shit. If you're a man, be a leader. You know, let a woman be feminine. Let her be in her, what is it called? Like, submissive energy or whatever she wants to be. But, like, I'm a submissive person in general. But it's like, I'm not going to be submissive to somebody that's not. I'm not just going to sit here and listen to you because that's what you said. Like, no, that's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's as far as like, to listen to somebody shit. I don't think you should listen to them just because they're a man or whatever. You should listen to them if
they're
giving you
direction. Yeah. They know, like, I'm saying this out of love or they have the best interest for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you can tell their character is, you know, in the right place. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this person means me well.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's like.
Yeah, take your advice. Like, and it's not even like listening, but it's like, I'm going to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try things this way. Like, you know,
yeah.
But them type of men, they just want you to shut up and do and not provide shit and just be, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's
why mentality is just.
Yeah.
And that's what you be saying. Like a lot of these dudes, you see, they got like 8 girlfriends type shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, bro, y'all want to.
What's wrong with that?
Huh?
But let a bitch have 8 boyfriends. Yeah. You're a hoe, bitch. You're a garbage. Pussy is for everybody.
Which is true.
But you got community dick. But you got community dick.
Yeah, there's that too.
Nah, but the only thing is like, bro, because
you know there's always a double standard with
that. Nah, it is, but it's like some of them be trying to preach like what's good for society type shit. But it's like, bro, if you not picking that one girl and building families with or doing, it's like, bro, you're not preaching a positive. You just want to push it a certain way so you could have like, all the hoes type shit.
But if that's what you like, what is it? Polyamorous? If that's what you like, that's what you like.
Nah, but you see, because the polyamorous relationship, the girl could get.
That's what I'm saying. But do it the right way. That's polyamorous. Don't sit there and do something, but she can't do it as a woman. It's just like, I don't know what type of hatred you have in your heart.
Yeah.
Bitter, just nasty. Your mentality is just fucked up.
Nah, I feel like some of them just, because if there's this one podcast that be having, like, girls on there. And I ain't gonna lie, like, a lot of those girls be sounding dumb, too. That's why I'm like, okay, bro, if y'all need to get together and have this little battle. But, like, this shit ain't for, like, regular, you feel me? This advice y'all be trying to give ain't for the normal person out here.
Yeah, even men with podcasts with that pimp mentality, I can't get with that. Them niggas don't like me.
Nah, because like, I know Sharp, he definitely one of them.
He definitely is. I enjoy some of his interviews. I hate that pimp mentality. That want to lecture a bitch, put a bitch on game. Bitch,
but
can't
what type
do this.
Of? I'm curious. What type of interview does he give? That's not that. Like I'm like for real.
No,
like,
he always gives that. But sometimes it's entertaining to watch when he's interviewing certain people. Like he didn't do that with Stunna Girl.
Yeah, I heard.
He didn't do that at all because our man was sitting right there.
Yeah.
He did that with Krishan because he felt like him and Blueface had this type of friendship, so he felt like he could disrespect Krishan.
But also, you see, the thing about Krishan, though.
But
that's what I mean. Like, some girls, you're going to have to meet
but
that type of
no,
energy,
but
though.
But she ain't no, like, hoe-ass bitch. So it's like, you know, she's not going to get with that.
Your mentality
and her is not going to add up together.
Exactly. But yeah, some people like that whole shit. I don't know. It could make sense, but yeah, they be doing too much sometimes.
Like I could not sit there and talk to Sharp.
I can't sit there and talk to none of them people from No Jumper.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, they're old.
I like
shit.
Adam.
Adam weird too, man.
He's weird, but I like him.
He built a big platform. He employ all the LA and shit, but he be too much drama. Like, I don't know what they shit is. Like, bro, what y'all doing? You know?
You see Wax on his show now?
He been on, I think they been doing a podcast for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that shit.
Yeah, that corny.
Super corny, but he probably make most of his money from porn anyway.
We're going to leave it at that. We're not going to get into depths about that, what he got going on.
Oh, yeah, no, let's not do that. This ain't the pop for that, you know.
But, yeah, I think that's all we got for today, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all got any last thoughts?
Last thoughts.
Nope.
I was going to say this. Things other people say, don't let them, like, conjure up thoughts in your head and make you feel a certain type of way. Because these people, they just on the outside looking in. They're not on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Take it for what it is. Don't let them impact your thoughts. Just take it for what they, like I said, they on the outside looking in. What they got to say don't mean shit.
True, true.
I think that's a good way to think.
I always thought that way.
Yeah,
me too.
My mom always says, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me.
Exactly. And people will try to infiltrate and, you know, destroy shit too. So
yeah, that shit do begin to, you know.
Just worry about you and do you.
That shit be killing people, feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah. On that note, it's been another episode of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. You know my slogan. You know what I'm saying? As always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. We out.
Bye. Peace.